Everyone, welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and a returning Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up.
Did you miss that?
Yeah.
While you were gone?
Yeah, sometimes I just scream it to feel something, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Randomly, you wherever you were?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just it's your ringtone.
In
inside,
town,
just... outside, U.S., Ireland, doesn't matter where I'm at, I'm yelling it.
Hey, everybody, I have an announcement to make.
Wake up!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good morning! Yeah.
I pretend like I'm going to whisper in someone's ear, and I'm like, hey, I gotta tell you a secret, and I just yell, wake up.
Oh, I hated when people did that when I was in elementary. I don't know if you guys ever had anybody do that to you.
Oh,
they'd
yeah.
be like, here, let me tell you a secret. And then you go up there, and they would literally just yell right
no.
there.
No.
Yeah.
It must... Oh, man.
Man, no, I would be so upset. My eardrum...
Yeah, it was not a good time.
No.
No. Maybe it was just, I was going to say, maybe it was kind of like more of a Midwest, East Coast thing, but you grew up in the Midwest, so that doesn't really
maybe I just
work.
Didn't have it happen to me personally.
Right.
I've not been personally victimized by somebody shouting in my ear.
Right.
When they said
sense.
They were going to whisper. Yeah. I would feel so betrayed.
No, I did feel betrayed.
Like, I gotta tell you a secret.
That's how I also got my first kiss.
I gotta tell you a secret, and they kissed your ear?
They did not kiss my ear, but they kissed my cheek.
Oh.
That's so cute. That whoever did that has mad riz.
I remember the exact spot it is, and anytime we drive by it, I always tell Marie to. I'm like, this is where I got my first kiss. But it was like in an alleyway in our little neighborhood, and we were riding our bikes, and then we stopped at the stop sign, and then she's like, hey, I got to tell you a secret. And which I was like, it's literally just us riding a bike, and there's nobody else around in a small town. So it's like, I don't know why you would need to like whisper that, but I'm like, oh, okay. And, and I go over there and I like lean in, and she gives me a kiss on the cheek. And then me being like, that's literally my very first kiss ever, right? Fourth grade. And I immediately like freeze and I have no idea what to do. I have no idea what to say.
Did you
and
just
so
short circuit? I can see you blushing.
Oh, I probably did. But I remember exactly what I did because I like paused. And I was like, oh, this is cool, but I'm also like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of like embarrassed at the same time. And so I don't say anything for a few moments. And she's like, are you okay? And then I go, I got to go home.
I was about to say, that's it. That's something. It's like, you go, thanks, got to go.
No.
Yeah, I was like, I got to
go
home.
Yeah,
I
got to go home.
And then so we rode our bikes to the end of the alley. And it was like my home was one down one way and hers was down the other way. And then so we get to the end of the alley, and I was like, "Yep, all right. So I'll call you later." And
you never spoke to her again.
Have a good night, bye. And I just darted off, but I remember like darting off, like being excited. I was like, "Oh yes, I got my first kiss!" And I mean, just being excited, but I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say.
Panic.
Man, you missed the opportunity to be like, give her a kiss right back on the cheek, and that you know you could have been Mr.
I gotta
Smooth.
Tell you a secret.
Instead, you were like, "Macaroni's ready. Gotta go,
bro." Fourth grade,
come on.
You would
my secret
thing.
Was,
hey, I gotta go.
can you come here for a second? I gotta tell you a secret. I gotta go home. No, but it's, well, we still talked, and we still hung out after that, and if I remember correctly, I think we talked about it, and I like, reassured her that, like, I wasn't mad or, like, sad or anything, and then we started dating. Like, you know, we were boyfriend and girlfriend after that, but in the moment, I just didn't know what to do.
That's funny.
I just had no idea.
Panic set in.
Literally pure panic.
By the way, this is a Pokemon podcast.
Yes.
oh.
And also the first kiss podcast.
Yes, we'll talk about everybody's first kiss here in just a moment. We're going to talk about the two new Pokemon sets coming out in Japan within a month period. Almost literally within a month period.
Yeah.
So Pokemon Go is rolling out like a really, really highly desired feature that people have been asking about for years and years, and it's here now.
It's finally time.
Finally time. We're going to sleep a little bit as well. We're going to go take a nice little nap. We're going to talk about some Bidoofery going on, and are League Cups and Challenges coming to an end?
Ah.
All that and more.
Did you just clickbait the podcast?
Right here on, I absolutely did. Absolutely did. Right here on the Clickbait Podcast.
Dun, dun. Bum, bum, bum. We'll call the Shadow List.
Clickbait Shadow List Podcast.
We missed an opportunity. You know when Punxsutawney Phil was doing his thing? We missed an opportunity. No, he always sees a shadow, though, right?
Every time. Because
if he doesn't see a shadow, then it's the Shadow List. There's a good joke there. There's a real
there's
good
something
joke
there.
With
yeah.
the Shadow
if you had,
List.
If you had time,
Shadow List Podcast.
You could figure it out.
Yeah, we can work
but
it out.
But it's not one, Phil always sees a shadow, and it depresses me every single time, right? Because it's like, I don't want to believe in that stuff. But it's one of those things that, like, I don't want to believe in it if he sees a shadow. But if he doesn't see a shadow, then I want to believe in it.
I don't even know which is which. I thought we were all in agreement that it was just a silly little fun thing that we never stopped.
It is.
It's like it's gone on for so long that it's like we got to a point where there's a rodent
but
that wears
it's
a little
supposed
outfit.
To be, if he sees a shadow, then there's 6 or 4 more weeks of winter.
Okay.
But if he doesn't see a shadow, then spring comes early.
Oh. So he's always seeing his shadow, but we want
he's
him
always
to not
seeing
see
a
shadow,
and so we get more winter.
Man. Well, whenever the shadowless Groundhog Day comes, we'll be ready with the Shadowless Podcast. We're going to get Phil on the podcast.
Whoa.
Okay. Hey, this is Phil.
Hey, it's me. Yeah, I was going to say, how do
hey,
groundhogs
it's me.
Sound?
I'm a groundhog.
Bark, bark, bark. Bark, bark.
Oh, my God.
I think dogs bark.
Bark, bark.
Bark, bark. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about all that and more, but we do have things to talk about other than that because...
Whoa.
Every single week, we love to figure out what everybody has been up to since we last talked on the podcast the previous week, what you've been doing, how's your weekend been, all that and more. But Mr. Jordan French has been on vacation, doing a little bit of traveling, and I feel like, Jordan, you got some stories for us.
World Traveler Fringe.
Yeah. I mean, I would call it a vacation. You know, I was still working. I was out there living life, but I was working, you know.
Work Traveler Fringe.
That's me. You know, it's been, a lot's been going on. You know, I'm playing a lot of Pokemon Go. I got a brand new tattoo. I haven't even showed it off yet in like a post, which, by the way, I've been starting to post on Instagram again after like 3 years of not posting on Instagram.
I saw some cliffs on that gram.
Yeah, I've been detailing like my adventures of like traveling and doing things and intersplicing it with Pokemon Go. So it's like I can have a little bit of my hobby of playing the game posted on there. And that's been fun for me. So I have a couple posts on there and I'll probably even talk about.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, if you listen to this podcast, I might even say some things I haven't shown yet, so you get a little exclusive.
Oh my gosh.
I'll say I got a tattoo of a Pokemon or something related to a Pokemon on my hand, and it is the skull and the bone that a Cubone has.
Oh my gosh.
On my hand, and it's really nice and it hurts and it's cool.
Hey Jordan, what happened to the rest of Cubone, huh?
No, I mean it's just he could take off the skull. It's not a part of him. He could take it off.
Oh. He'd be fine?
Yeah, it's just... You know,
he's walking around naked, though.
Yeah, but he's a regular head, you know.
Yeah, but he'd be walking around naked.
Without his diaper?
No diaper.
Now, was this a spur-of-the-moment tattoo, or was this very, just, like, highly planned?
I would say it was, excuse me, highly planned. I've been wanting this one for a little... I've been wanting a tattoo like this for a while. I think over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I've kind of like settled on where I wanted it. And then I ended up getting it done as of recording this last Thursday, right before I came home from Ireland. So that was fun to do. You know, I'd rather get it like the end of the trip. So it's like, you know, I don't have to deal with the tattoo the whole trip. Because I went to Ireland, but this time I got to travel down. I actually, here's a little adventure. You know, you could just rent as long as you have a driver's license in another country, you could just rent a car, even if it's on the other side of the road. And
are you serious?
Yeah. So instead of taking like a bus or a train down to where we wanted to go, which is called the Cliffs of Moher, these giant towering cliffs, that's like, it's just a straight drop and it's like a cool, just vast open Atlantic Ocean that you get to look into. And we just wanted to visit, and that was really fun, but we drove down there. and I rented a car, and it was a nice little compact SUV. So I had to sit, like how in the States you sit, you know, on the in the left side of the car, the driver's seat. Instead, I'm sitting on the right side where the passenger front seat would be, and I'm driving on the left side of the road instead of the right side of the road. And the biggest thing to get over in your head until you're like doing it and it becomes easy is you just drive, but you do everything opposite, right? Instead of making those easier right turns, now it's easier to make a left turn, and you have to be more open on your right turn. Like, it's everything is just opposite.
Yeah, it just feels so disorienting.
It is, but once you, like, it's more like, oh, I don't know how it's going to be, and then when you're in it and doing it, it's like, oh, okay. It starts becoming very easy to do.
That'd be hard, I feel like, yeah.
But it was kind of exhilarating. I felt like I was, like, having that adrenaline rush. I'm like, oh, this is, I've never done this, whatever. I've had no training. You just rent the car and, like, yeah, all right, as long as you have a driver's license, you're good. It's like, okay, even if it's not from this country. No, yeah, you're good. I'm like,
you drove right. Somewhere else before, right?
Yeah, you know how to drive, basically.
You got it.
I will say, though.
I played Grand Theft Auto. I know what I'm doing.
I will say, a big difference between, like, other countries in the States is to, like, get a driver's license in Ireland is so much harder because the test is a lot more rigorous, right? It's a lot harder and more detailed, so the drivers there are really good. Like, to get that driver's license, you have to be a good driver. In the States, I feel it's like you could just go to Walmart and buy a driver's license if you want one.
You can't just show up. Yeah.
As long as you just pass that parallel parking segment, you're basically guaranteed it. You know, unless you're running red lights and stop signs, you're basically guaranteed it. So drivers were great over there. It was cool driving. I was dealing with the kilometers per hour instead of the miles per hour. But it was a fun time. We drove out there. Are you guys familiar or heard of a show called Father Ted? It's a big, it's like a sitcom that was big in Ireland, but it's also it was somewhat popular in some ways here. Like, some people will know what I'm talking about.
Sounds familiar.
So there's a famous place where they shot it, and it's like a landmark there. This, like, cool, like, kind of right next to this, like, open, like, national park that's there. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. And on the way to the cliffs, we saw that, oh, we're only a 10-minute drive if we go off in this direction to visit the Father Ted house. And it's funny because we were just watching Father Ted because I was getting shown it for the first time. And I was like, that's so cool. So we took the diversion. I drove out into, like, the middle of nowhere. And got to see the house that was from the show. And it's also a Pokestop. So that was really cool.
Makes sense. And that's the true reason you drove out.
Yeah, well, we both decided. We looked at each other and said, well, it is a Pokestop. We should definitely get it. You know, we should save that Pokestop. So we did. That was really cool and exciting. It is private property, and someone does own it and, like, live there or something. So you can't, like, go on to the property, but you can get out in front of it and take a picture of it. So, you know,
but I believe, like, the rules state that if it's for Pokemon Go, you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can get the stop. You can spin the stop from not going onto the property, which is nice.
No, do not go on people's private property when you're playing Pokemon Go. Do not do that.
Do not. So that was cool. But yeah, that was the most, like, exciting, like, extra, you know, thing that we did, was go out to the cliffs and go on that little journey for a day and a half.
But you drove out there. That's the
drove out there. It was
just
really
as exciting.
Cool. Yeah, no, I it was exhilarating. Had a lot of fun. A lot of Pokemon stuff has happened. Right now, I am currently level 41. An XP towards level 42. I am already at 2.5 million. XP up towards the next level. I have 3 of 4 challenges done already, so I'm doing good on that already.
Making your way downtown.
Making my way.
So can we? Is it safe to assume that you are now going to become a Pokemon Go content creator, and we could call you, like, Jordan Tips or Mystic Jordan?
I like Jordan Two Dots. Jordan Two Dots works. You know, but I guess speaking
or
of
Jordan
that,
Dots?
I can kind of announce something as well.
Okay.
I have a second channel here.
Announcements! Okay, announcements!
I gotta get you some sort of announcement music here. Oh, I wasn't prepared for this. Oh, geez.
It's okay. Take your time.
Yeah, pressure's on for sure.
I know. I really
don't mess this up. This is a big announcement. Mm-hmm. Don't mess this up, mate, for everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, big announcement. You heard it here first from Mr. Jordan French.
All righty. So I have a second channel that is kind of like my main channel, but I would talk about video games instead of just like cartoons or TV shows or movies. While I work on doing bigger and better things on the main channel that may involve all of that, the second channel is going to become my Pokemon hobbyist channel. So there you could expect...
We got him back. We got him back, boys.
So you can expect like the odd card opening here and there. You can expect a Pokemon Go vlog. You could expect retro hunting, like going around driving places, visiting other countries, stores, states, just to find cool, unique things, discuss the hobbies and the passion that I have for collecting Pokemon stuff. So expect a lot. I don't, you know, it'll probably start in April, but you know, I'm working on getting that set up because I really want to do a lot more with it, and I want that channel to be that space for that. So it's just, it's the channel will still be called Jordan Fringe Gaming, but expect Pokemon everywhere.
I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
To see what you do.
I've missed it. I've really wanted to do something with Pokemon, like specifically again, rather than just like I did on the main channel, a series about the anime. But I want to, I want to talk about every aspect. I love Pokemon. I love every aspect of Pokemon. But let's talk a little bit about Go. Let's talk a little bit about Go here a little more.
Yeah,
you want Pokemon Go?
So I'm gonna just talk about
going?
My shinies. I don't remember fully where things left off last time I talked about it. Did I say I had like a shiny Numel, a shiny Mesprit?
I feel like I remember, re-listen back
on the podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember the Numel and the Mesprit because Danny, didn't you say you caught a Mesprit, a shiny?
Oh,
Mesprit,
they had the Go Sinnoh Go tour, and we did talk about that.
Okay.
So I think we did discuss. Did you get that during the Global Go tour?
I got that one during it or right before it because I was also able to play and get invited to play stuff, you know, throughout it before it was happening. So I got that one. I got a shiny, just to recap, I got the shiny Turtwig that my Pokecatcher caught. I got a bunch of shiny Dialga origin forms. Funny enough, I got like four of them. I got a couple regular shiny Dialgas, a shiny Palkia. Randomly, I caught a shiny Hisuian Voltorb at one point. I caught a shiny.
Is that one blue as well?
No, he's black and wood colored. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I've never seen a shiny of that.
That one's super sick. I got a shiny Gible. I got a shiny Rhyhorn out of nowhere.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Just random.
I got a rock.
That one's like greenish, right?
No, orange. Like that orange golden brown color.
Yeah.
I got my third shiny Lickitung. I got I hatched a shiny Alolan Geodude, which is like the same color as the Rhyhorn, but a little more orange.
Yeah.
I got a shiny Pikachu with I guess it was what Dawn, but it's like the handkerchief like hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got a shiny one of those. So when I got to Ireland that following Sunday after I arrived was research day, right? And so you got to pick a Pokemon that you wanted to go for research for, but like you would still get rewards of like at least off the rip of one of each of the Pokemon that you could have chosen for, you know, chose from. And I got a random shiny Electrike from that. But then the Pokemon I chose to get more encounters with was Chinchou because I wanted a shiny Chinchou. And I was able to get two shiny Chinchou, so I have a Chinchou and a Lantern shiny. I caught my fourth shiny Lickitung. Or I hatched one or caught it. I don't remember. It's the easiest shiny
counting?
That just comes who's out
counting?
Of nowhere. Out of the raids, I was able to... Tapu Koko was out at the time. I got one shiny Tapu Koko. I got another shiny Bronzor that I turned into a Bronzong. I got a shiny Captain Pikachu.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Happy about
of
that
course,
one.
Of course.
And then like five minutes later, I saw a Caterpie. I tapped on it and it was a shiny Caterpie.
Are you serious?
Yep. I got a...
You need to be nerfed.
I got a shiny Hisuian Quillfish.
Oh, cool.
And then I went from having zero shiny Scythers to somehow having four of them after not having any. because the odds to get them were higher, and then they just wouldn't stop coming. I got two of them back to back as I clicked on them at one point. I evolved one of them into a Scizor, because I wanted an all green version of him. I got my last of the three shiny Burmy. I needed the grass one shiny, so I have all three of the Burmies shiny. I randomly, when I went to the cliffs, before I even went there, the little town that had like the hotel that we stayed at, I caught a shiny Pidgey, which is just barely different. It just has more brown streaks on it. Shiny Oshawott. Shiny Chimchar.
This is all over the course of like a couple weeks?
2 weeks. Shiny Helioeptile from the event, the research event. A shiny Alolan Grimer, which turns back into purple Grimer, but with like a mustard stain around his lips. And I think that's funny.
That's fun.
A random shiny Poochyena that it just caught out of nowhere. And this was the, now the cast form event has started at this point. So I haven't posted anything about some of these shinies with the cast form event. So Poochyena, I caught on the start of the cast form event. I have one shiny cast form. That's the snow one that I got back in Japan out of nowhere. I ended up getting a shiny regular cast form at the start of the event, which was cool. And then that was it for in Ireland. But when I came back, Saturday was community day, which was Litten, shiny Litten.
Yeah, the little Litten.
I caught 17 shiny Litten.
Are you kidding?
So I have all of those. I have one shiny Toracat and one shiny Incineroar.
What are you going to do with the other 15 Littens?
If someone wants to trade, you know, I got plenty. And then yesterday was the raid day for Kyogre. So I did a bunch of Kyogre raids, and I ended up with one shiny Kyogre. So that's my shiny updates and at least the super interesting stuff. I finished one of the research things, which was cool that I finally got a Celebi from after completing. But yeah, nice. A lot of stuff in Pokemon Go. I'm obviously very deep in it. I love it.
That's a lot of shinies.
I'm playing heavily. I love it. It's so much fun. I have looked at all the different tasks it takes to get up to level 50 and how some of these higher levels, especially 47, 48, 49, and 50, the requirements to like pass them are. It's going to be a grind for some of these, especially. But I'm excited.
Well,
and
that comes under the category of too bad.
No, I think it's very good because it gives me a longevity to play this game for a lot longer, you know. And I think just with doing this for only a little over a year, and being at 41 with what I've done, I'm happy.
Impressive.
I'm happy with it. I have a big doubt I'd be at level 50 by the end of the second year because of how heavy some of these requirements are. Like one of them is like that takes just 2 months by itself because you have to do something 8 weeks in a row. Yeah. So like that, like
there's
just
no way to advance.
Just one of those
on
levels,
that.
Excluding the other things to do and all the XP it takes to get to it. Takes a minimum of 2 months to do, and that's if you're doing it perfectly. So there's a lot there, and I'm excited for it. And that's my Pokemon journey on Go as of right now. A lot of good shinies when you're out and about, and I'm look forward to more updates soon here on the podcast, and maybe even some videos on it over on Jordan Fringe Gaming at some point in the near future.
Fringe Gaming,
man, that is a long list.
Yeah, it's a lot. I feel like I'm Danny this week. It's like here's everything that happened, and I'm just go with
your Pokemon Go list.
But now I'm excited to hear Danny. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking. Actually, it was good, and then it was bad. Okay, because
but
one
it was
of the
great.
It was bad. It was great. It was good. Bad. So, no, then it equals out to like neutral. I think right.
I don't know. You tell me.
Maybe. My computer just like randomly died. Like not like died, but it like stopped working. So that was the drama.
Oh my God.
That was the drama. But
that's
aside from that, had a great time. I went to another one of Sarah's plays, which Nate and I went to one of them the week prior.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was really fun. So I went to one of Sarah's plays and went out and got some drinks afterwards. And then what did I do? I did something. I went to a pre-release. I went to a Temporal Forces pre-release.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. With my friend Megan. And so we went and we played. Oh, and this was it. This was it. I won every single match.
Very sexy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, that's hot. That's hot. I never win all my matches. And then I called my mom on the phone afterwards just to catch up. But then I told her that I won all my matches. And she was like, wow, you never really care about the matches, so I'm glad that you won them. She's like, I'm so not competitive that I never
must
really...
have just been you two playing there then.
It was actually like literally the biggest pre-release I think I've gone to, at least that I can remember. It was full, like the line to register was like out the door.
How many rounds was there?
So this was the drama, is that I thought there was gonna be like three, right? And then we go up there because it's normally like three. And by the way, if my audio sounds different, everybody listening, it's because I'm sitting in my living room on my MacBook holding my microphone because my whole computer just, I don't know what happened to her. She's gone. But anyway, I got to get that fixed. But they were like, going to have three rounds, right? And I go up there after the third round. Well, that's what I thought. Go up there after the third round. And they're like, oh, well, it says we're doing seven rounds. And I was like, what do you mean we're doing seven?
Pre-release?
This is a, yeah, I was like, this is a pre-release. What do you mean? There's normally like three, maybe four max. Heave. Yeah, what was that?
I'm going to heave.
Heave. Yeah, that's literally me. So I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I can stick around for seven seven rounds. And so then I'm talking to my friend outside, and I was like, hey, do you want to just like bail? And then because I was 3-0, I was like, I was, you know, champion status, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then we go in there, and I don't know if multiple people said something about it being seven rounds, because I think they were like, based on the number of people, they had like over 30 tables of people playing. So I guess over 60 people there. So like, I don't know if like something in their internal system said that they should do seven rounds, and they're like, oh yeah, it is a pre-release. I don't know. But anyway, so we go back in there, and he's like, we're going to call it. We're not going to do seven rounds.
Good thinking so, there.
Yeah. Cause I was about to bail and lose out on my, you know, my title of 3-0.
So, was it one of the pre-releases where everybody gets the same amount of packs afterwards?
No.
Or was it just like, first place got the most amount of packs, second place got a little bit more, you know, or whatever.
They gave top eight, which I was in top eight because I didn't lose. They gave us eight packs, and then everybody else, I think, got three. Mm. But I've heard
like
that...
everybody in attendance got three?
Yeah. So everybody still got participation packs like normal, but they just gave whoever, like, won, I guess, more. But I didn't get anything crazy out of those packs anyway, but... Mm. It was so cool because I feel like half the time, like, it's just like it, like, you don't know when that's going to happen, like when you're going to go to a pre-release and they're going to do it like that. So I remember some, like, I think this was way less regulated, but they would give away like a whole booster box to whoever won. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else would still get a few packs afterwards.
How much was entry?
Like $25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how they worked that out.
Are you sure everybody got prizes?
Because
that would,
yeah, they
that
said
that would be a huge loss on their end.
I don't know, but yeah, they clarified, do not go home empty-handed. So they were, unless they just said that to me because I was in the winning bracket. I don't know. Make sure you don't go home empty-handed if you do leave.
They might have given everybody else like the prize packs.
I was standing there the whole time, Nate.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you just grabbed your packs and dipped.
No, yeah, my friend that was there won one and lost two, and she still got three packs. And she was like toward the end, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess maybe if you lost all three, I don't know, but yeah, it appeared as though everybody got three packs for participating. Okay. But
yeah, that seems to be kind of the standard, is that everybody gets three packs afterwards. You play all the rounds, you get the extra three packs.
Yeah, some card stores just turned into the Wild West with that, though, where they're like, all right, the winners get 16. The one person who wins gets 16, and everybody else gets two.
Winner takes all, and then everybody else gets nothing.
Get a whole lot of nothing.
Woo. I don't like doing those pre-releases. I like the ones where everybody gets three packs after it's over.
No matter
you play all
what.
Your rounds, you get your three packs, because it's like a lot of kids come to that as well. And a lot of people who are new to playing the game come to that. And it's like, you want everybody to have something and have a good time and want to come back and keep doing it versus, it's like, oh, well, I lost every round and I paid X amount of money for first and second place to get all the packs.
Yeah. I don't. Yep. It's weird because like they weren't even like they didn't even like say that up front or anything. Like we had no idea until the end that they were doing that Or at least I didn't. I don't know. I'd never gone to one at that store before.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a good time. And then aside from that, I've just been packing, getting ready for my big trip, mm-hmm. which, yeah, we'll have to share more info on later. You'll never know. Yeah, so I'm going to a couple of Asian countries and then might be meeting up with a few people in some of the Asian countries. Stay tuned to find out. Won't know for sure. But I've been researching so much stuff on Taiwan and South Korea. And have to say, I'm getting more and more excited by the day. Also, the food situation looks amazing. And I cannot wait to share all the food and all the different cuisines that we indulge in. Did you know, by the way, Taiwan is the inventor of bubble tea?
Yeah.
Well, now you know again. And apparently, they're like so into bubble tea that like when somebody says, hey, do you want to go, like if you're talking to like an acquaintance, you're like, hey, do you want to go get drinks after work? 90% chance they're talking about bubble tea and not alcohol. Insane. Crazy. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Yeah.
While you're there, because I watch a lot of this stuff on YouTube, like food vloggers that go to like a lot of different countries and show off all the different cool foods they're eating that makes me live vicariously through them. And whatever vlogs or anything you're shooting while you're in these places, can you make sure to include like food reviews where you try some new stuff and show it off on camera, eat it?
Dude, 100%. I'm going to have to do that. Yeah. I'll make sure I get some reactions. When we were in Japan last time, I did a little bit, but I'd never posted it anywhere. I just like recorded some random stuff of all the foods.
Yeah, see, that's you got to add that in there and you get everything. You get your Pokemon, you get your food reviews.
Yeah.
You got it all.
All in one. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love food? But yeah, their food culture in both South Korea and Taiwan is like pretty it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped. Anyway, so I'm getting excited about that. And I've been packing, getting all my stuff around. And then my mom's coming to visit. Whoa. So yeah, really excited.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. I'm not going shopping.
You're not buying anything when you go overseas?
Oh my gosh, I'm buying so much.
Oh, okay.
I'm still doing the thing where I'm putting a suitcase inside the suitcase and then I'm leaving with multiple suitcases.
You know what?
Full.
I'm on my way to LA. I heard I was either a flight attendant or a TSA agent, something, but I overheard them talking about how they think it's so stupid when people do that.
Really?
Because of XYZ. I don't know what the reasoning was. I didn't like stay around and listen to the entire conversation, but they were like literally like making fun of people who do it because you could do this method or this method. I don't know what it was, but I just heard that part and I was like, okay, I kind of do that.
No, I think it was like, I feel like it's like such a good way. I mean, being a person who has already bought multiple luggages in foreign countries, like I bought one in Amsterdam, a whole luggage in Amsterdam. And then I also bought a whole luggage in Japan too.
A whole luggage.
Even though one whole luggage.
I think Mr. Jordan Fringe bought multiple whole luggages.
Yeah. We all did.
I think I bought 4 bags in Japan.
Yeah, 100% you did.
Came with one bag. 100%. I left with like 5.
Dude, I 100%. Put my bag in my bag and I still bought another bag.
You can't. That was not, messed up. You know? Like, that was messed up. You just have to. You have to do it.
Yeah, that one was from the World Pokemon Center that got me good on that, though. 100%.
I will say that, yeah, World's Pokemon Center last year, I was not expecting to get that much stuff.
Yeah.
From the Pokemon Center, right? Because it was like, I was kind of going based off of Worlds 2022 to where I was like, oh, there's like a lot of cool stuff, but not enough to like warrant like this huge purchase.
Yeah.
But then Japan was just a whole different,
everything
a whole
was
different
cool.
category.
So much stuff. And the skateboard, we had to get the skateboard.
That was fun.
And so
that was fun.
That one, I even measured out my luggage and I thought it would fit in my big suitcase, my like big one that I just bought that had even more space. And I put it in there diagonally and it didn't fit right with the box, and I wanted to bring it, fit the board, but the box wouldn't fit, and so I bought another luggage to fit the box.
Mine was the carry-on, so my skateboard was the carry-on.
Very good.
Yeah. It was it's a learning lesson, I think, especially when you go to a place that, you know, that was all of our first time in Japan. And when you go to a place where it's like one of your top places you've always wanted to visit your entire life, and there's so much a culture and brands that you just love mm-hmm. over there, and you don't know what to expect. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen it in videos and you've heard about it, but then once you step foot over there, you're like, oh man, Pokemon is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not just everywhere. It is everywhere.
It's a part of the culture.
It is. It's built in. It really is. It really is. And there's so much stuff going on, events going on at different places in Japan. If you were somebody that like was just like, I collect anything Pokemon, I don't know how you would survive, Mr. Well, Jordan Fringe. I mean, I think we all do, but like, if you were the person that was like, I buy anything that has the word Pokemon on it, you know, then I don't know how you would not go bankrupt.
It would be impossible. There's too much. Like, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, I'm very curious if there is just like somebody in Japan that just has like the majority of everything.
Like a museum. I feel like you would have a Pokemon, actual Pokemon museum at that point.
Mm-hmm. Right, but they haven't told anybody that they have all
it's
this
just
stuff.
Top secret.
It's just
their
yeah,
whole
for,
house.
Just for them.
I feel like you would need a warehouse to fill it up.
I want to just like turn part of my house into just a Pokemon museum. Like, that's the whole room, right? That's the whole, like, let's say it's a basement, right? It's not a hangout basement. It's not, you go down there and you hang out. No, it's just, it's a museum, and you have to
just
get a ticket to come
museum.
See it.
You make your friends like buy a ticket to go.
Oh no, I would friends can come for
hey,
free.
Sorry, can't go in. It's $5. Goes toward the museum fees.
Mm-hmm. No, here's the thing. I'll let you in, but you have to take a stack of my bulk Pokemon cards to go.
And, oh, absolutely, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'll, yeah.
And that helps me a lot more than anything.
I'll make a couple visits.
Ah, come on by. I'll give you a 2-for-1 special.
I'll absolutely make a couple visits. I mean, if you want to offload your bulk, you're more than welcome to mail it to me. I'm not going to pay you for it, but you're more than welcome to mail it to me.
Oh, man. You know how much that would cost for the shipping because how heavy it would
dude.
Be?
Dude.
You just put it in that flat rate box.
Yeah, just stuff the flat rate full so it's like it's got bricks in there.
Mm. I'll give you $20.
Oh, that's a good deal.
And this little squishy Pikachu.
Oh,
right.
Ooh,
that's
I got
even
one of
better
those.
Deal.
Yeah. And it hasn't been squished a whole lot, so
it's pretty unsquished.
Are you going to build a Pokemon card throne out of all the bulk? What are you going to do with it?
Mind your business. I'll do what I want to do with my
you
cards.
Know, that's...
A throne?
That's not a bad idea.
It's a really good idea.
I'm just saying.
If somebody made a Pokemon card throne.
I got plans.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing and what I'm not doing over here. I'm going to tell you about my weekend.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
I'm going to tell you what I did. I went to a pre-release tournament.
Whoa.
Did you actually?
And I went undefeated.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I went,
we're living
went
the
to
same
Temporal
life.
Forces pre-release tournament. I went undefeated. So, I don't know. That's kind of very random that we both went undefeated because we're not competitive people. So.
No, that rarely happens. It's like, that's a fun little treat.
Nice.
Well, did they give? Okay, question: did they give you the extra bonus packs, or did they just do the three packs? Yeah. So I don't understand. It's so weird that that's not like a regulated thing. That they're like, no, everybody, like all the stores, do the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of up to them how they want to do it. But I prefer the method where everybody gets the extra packs. So everybody got the three extra packs and a prize pack, a Series 3 prize pack, as well. So. That was good. Both Marie and I went and played in that. Went undefeated. I got some okay pulls. I got some good pulls.
Nice.
Not gonna lie. So the Deerling, the illustration rare Deerling, is my number one card from the set.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that card. Number one card from the set. I actually pulled it in my booster box.
Nice.
That the Pokemon Company sent and gifted me, and then. I pulled it in my pre-release build and battle box as well.
Oh,
so now,
my gosh.
It's like my number one card is literally like the first double I have now.
Nice.
You got traded for the Sawsbuck.
I know. I'm looking for that Sawsbuck now. So
it's only a matter of time.
Keep
go hunting.
My eyes open. Very so, nice, yeah. Yes. Did that and, you know, preparing for adventures myself over here.
Adventures.
As well. So
preparing.
Yes. Gonna take off, take a flight to and it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a good time. Yeah. No, I'm preparing for all my stuff over here. And,
very good.
I was trying to think if there's anything else crazy I did this past weekend. I don't think there is.
Did your computer explode?
It did not, whatsoever.
It's disastrous over here, by the way. I did open heart surgery and I tried to fix her.
Yeah, I'm having some issues with my keyboard, I think, that I might need to get a new keyboard, but other than
beep,
that.
Boop, beep, boop. Like, actually, what's up with the key? Is it just typing phantom words?
I'm getting the
words?
Issue. You both let me know what's going on here, right? That, you know, I type on the keyboard, but it lags what it's typing out.
That's user
error.
Is
it a wireless one?
What did you say it is, Jordan?
User error.
Sounds like a skill issue.
No, it's literally one of those ones where it's like you hit one of the buttons, right? Or hit a letter.
Is it on everything you do?
On the keyboard? Yeah, on the entire keyboard.
Is it a wireless keyboard?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
I was going to say,
doing.
If it wasn't, I would assume it's you have too much open and the computer is processing it slow because the computer's running too many programs or too many tabs are open.
I do notice that. It really starts doing that when I do have a lot going on.
It will, yes.
But, everything's still going fast on the computer. Like, I can everything, you know, that I'm clicking on is still going fast. Everything's performing fast. It's just the keyboard.
Man.
And then sometimes I'll hit, you know, I'll hit the letter W, right? Mm-hmm. I'll just hit it one time, but then sometimes it'll, like, put three W's in a row.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so, Maria has a keyboard, right, for her computer?
No, because she just is strict MacBook.
Okay, I was going to say, if you have another keyboard, test it out, and you'll tell if it's the keyboard or the computer. But it does sound like if it's doing stuff like that, it's probably the keyboard.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I literally don't have another keyboard.
Verdict, buy a new one.
And this is the same one that I started off my YouTube channel with.
You can buy a new one.
Keep it for sentimental value.
Put it in the museum.
Yeah.
Same mouse, everything.
That's crazy.
I think it's time to upgrade.
I mean,
I agree.
It still works. The mouse is still going strong.
I mean, sure. But you deserve a little upgrade. You know, you could retire them.
A little treat.
Okay.
Treat yourself.
Get me a little treat.
Yeah, you deserve a little, you know, tax write-off.
Yeah. That's
just a little one. Not a big one, just a little one.
Just a little one.
Yeah, you deserve it. You worked hard.
I don't have anybody sending me free keyboards, so I guess I got to go buy one.
That's tough. That's tough. Mm.
Yeah.
People sending people keyboards and stuff.
Yeah, I guess I just... So, I mean, I think one of us three has a free keyboard, but two of us don't.
Yeah.
That's tough. Mm. I don't know who it is, though.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, it's not me.
Oh.
No, I'm gonna buy one eventually here. I'll probably wait
till
after...
Get a Pokemon keyboard!
Jordan, you... You missed.
No,
you
I never
missed the episode, and I gotta bring you in on this here.
I never
missed because this is important. I took a flight to New York.
Right.
One, I was on the same plane as Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah, you get the 30-minute rundown on that one podcast episode.
And the flight attendant was Steve from Blue's Clues.
What?
Yeah.
Why would... I thought he's a musician now. Why was
he
the flight attendant?
I'm sure he does this part-time.
Like for real? For real? Or he just looked like him?
Well, hang on, you tell me, all right?
Yeah. Get the image now.
Do you know what he looks like now?
Yes.
Okay, so you've seen him.
Yeah, I'm maybe going to pull up a picture of him right
now.
Yeah,
pull up a reference picture of what he looks like now.
Yep, all right.
This is
so
silly.
I got Steve Burns up right here.
All right, and then you...
Can you zoom in a little closer?
Yeah, on the face. Get it on the face.
It might end up being too blurry.
It's literally the same man.
It's pretty close. It's not...
It's the same man.
It's really just, like, some facial hair and, like, different glasses.
Those are his flight attendant glasses.
Oh, those are his Blue's Clues glasses, because they're bluish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that was Steve from Blue's Clues.
It was not.
But are you for sure it was also Joe from Impractical Jokers?
100% I know it was Joe. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I did not interrupt him at all. I let him have his piece. Other people did, but I was like, nah. Dude just wants to get home. All right.
You should have pulled an impractical joke on him.
Oh, that would have been great.
You should have been. You should have been like, "Oh, can I get a picture?" And then you just say, "It's nice to meet you, Steve from Blue's Clues," and you just walk away and confuse him.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
He would have been like, I don't get it. And he would just sit there and be like, how'd I get confused for Steve from Blue's Clues? And he would just be pondering that for so long.
And then he'd get on the flight and he would see Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
And then it would make it more confusing.
And he's just up there in the front row and he's just like, man, you see him shaking his head and he's like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about it.
What's going on?
Keeping him up
at night. Get on a podcast that one day just talk about, yeah, I was on this flight and someone took a picture with me and they're like, oh, it's good to meet you. And then they call me Steve from Blue's Clues. I don't even look like this guy. He'd just be so confused.
For the rest of his life, he'd be wondering that.
And you would have left that impression on him, and that is the best impractical joke of all time.
It's a good prank. Good prank.
Mm-hmm. I should have. You know, part of me regrets not saying something because I've been watching Impractical Jokers since it came on every week. It's the only TV show that I watch as it premieres every single week.
Mm. That's crazy.
And I should have said something, but I was just like, man, he probably wants his privacy. You know what I mean? So I just decided not to say anything.
He should have shook his hand and be like, it's finally nice to meet you, Dad, and just confuse him.
The thing is, it's like, it's not like we were far away from each other. It wasn't like, oh, is that Joe Gatto sitting in that chair way over there? We were walking in the terminal side by side, probably 2 feet between us.
Mm. You're part of the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The impractical joke were the friends we made all along.
We could be like the
friends
we
walked
jokers.
Down the hallway with.
Mm-hmm. We could be like the Pokemon impractical jokers. There's three of us. I think we should do.
Gotta start doing
channel,
more pranks. Yeah,
our new
gotta
YouTube
do more
channel.
Pranks.
Maybe we could. Maybe in the future if we all took a trip too.
Oh, I didn't know you. Yeah, then.
Yeah.
Then we can.
Or the Absolutely. Next Pokemon.
What is that?
Whatever that
mean?
Is.
Yeah, whatever that is. Yeah. Hey, what did I bring to drink as we move along here?
Danny?
At almost 52 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, it's no big deal. No, there's a few bonus minutes in there, remember, when we were talking amongst ourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe like 49 minutes in, who knows.
Yeah.
Danny?
I got drink. Yeah.
What you drinking?
Okay,
what you sipping?
Oh, I tell you. Let's go! Na, 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 na. So I've been really enjoying drinking my espresso drinks out of the Pokemon Home. Like, they're like stemless wine glasses mm-hmm, that we mm-hmm. got for Pokemon Day. And they gave us the apple cider. These fit perfectly underneath my espresso machine. And so I don't have to like put a little shot glass under there to fill it up to put espresso, you know, shot glass thing. And put it into like a little latte. So I just put this under there and then put a couple ice cubes in there and make a little latte, little Gibraltar, little, you know, espresso
Gibraltar.
Drink.
Gibraltar.
Yeah. So it's not in
like
a Gibraltar glass. Like the rock. There's a espresso drink. I don't even know what Gibraltar. I mean, what is that?
Isn't there like a rock of Gibraltar? I don't know. It sounds like
there's
some...
a Straits of Gibraltar, I think. Something like that.
I don't know.
We gotta go back to school. We need to go back to school, man.
Yeah, that rock. Is it
that
rock?
Is it
which rock?
If you're some man with a rock.
What are you talking about?
Do you not know that?
How do you?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Oh, yeah, I know
the
rock.
The most famous thing he's ever said for wrestling?
Yeah, if you smell what the rock is cooking.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
I think I didn't understand the accent. I can't understand.
Okay. I can't accent. Understand
your
accent. Latte.
So anyway, there's a type of espresso drink called a Gibraltar that's like essentially it's like 50-50
jabroni?
On the is jabroni on the espresso and the milk, but I do a bit more milk because I think that's a little sharp. It's a little much. You know.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have that in here in my cute little Pikachu stemless wine glass.
Uh-huh.
Little latte. Little this, little that.
Okay.
And I already drank
about
half of it.
It doesn't look appetizing. That's just.
Well, it's because it's. What do you mean it doesn't look appetizing? You don't like coffee anyway.
I'm just saying it just doesn't look good.
It's because it's not fresh. I made this 3 hours ago.
Okay.
We've been sitting here dilly dallying.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
I don't like you judging how my drink looks and saying it doesn't look appetizing.
Anyway,
I think it looks pretty good.
Oh, I just have what's deemed Earth's finest water.
Earth's finest water.
And that is Fiji water.
Ah, of course.
It says on the back, Earth's finest water.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that true?
I mean, if it says it, it has to be true. It's written on the bottle.
It says, I've had better water. Fiji's one of my favorites, but I have had better water.
On a remote island over 1,600 miles from the nearest continent, tropical rain slowly filters through volcanic rock into a sustainable ancient artesian aquifer.
Yeah, and then they take it
drop
and they put
drop,
it in plastic.
Drop by drop, Fiji water acquires the natural minerals and electrolytes that give it its signature soft, smooth taste. Perfected by nature, there's nothing on Earth quite like it.
That's not even true. It's water,
but
bro.
That's what it says. I just read the
paragraph.
There's
nothing quite like it.
It's
Fiji,
says from the
it's
islands
water.
Of Fiji. It's natural artesian water, 100% recyclable plastic.
I think it's criminal if they're going to write that blurb about Fiji to not put it in a glass bottle.
But it's recyclable now.
Plastic.
Don't think of the environment.
Well, yeah, it's recyclable, but then they got to use resources to recycle it.
Yeah, but it's better than just dealing with loose glass.
I'm just saying, I feel like they really like made that really fancy and then they put it in a plastic bottle.
I don't like you judging my appetizing of my water.
I don't think that looks appetizing. Nate, what do you think?
For those of you, there's a little bit of a cut right there that we had to edit out something, but
just a little beep.
Just a little beep. But the thing is that I was looking for a rock sound. I was looking for, you know, the rock, like saying, if you smell, because you said, I was like, I don't know if I know those. So I was trying to find one for you.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could find of the rock was him yelling.
Profanities.
And
that poor super duper Danny. Poor defenseless
super
duper Danny.
And then so I downloaded it and I was like, okay, I'm going to download this. I know we can't use it for the podcast, but it'll be hilarious to just use it and then edit it out because everybody will laugh. All three of us will laugh. And right as I downloaded it, it's like you just set me up for the perfect cue. And as you go, what do you think, Nate? And it was done downloading and I was just able to hit it right then and there.
That was criminal. That was criminal. That was too good.
That was great.
Thank you for that. I've been humbled on this podcast yet again.
Because it was just like I was trying so fast to get it in there because you two were just going back and forth at it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
God, I do like Fiji water for the record.
No, Fiji's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Fiji's yeah.
Good. Nate?
I don't appreciate The Rock's comment. Was that okay. The Rock? That was The Rock? 100%?
That was Mr. Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. I'm offended.
That was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I cannot believe.
Nate?
Oh, you know what I got over here. You know what I'm rocking.
You got the
smart water.
The bacteria water. Man, you capping.
Clean, 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 clean. Oh, you capping.
I got the water.
Drip, water.
Every single time. Every single time. So I guess that means on the count of iCarly,
ooh,
we all take a nice little sip of our water here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2.
That's a good latte.
Wow.
A good latte.
That's Earth's finest water.
Yeah. Can you taste it in every drop?
Mm-hmm. I could taste all the perfected
filtered
minerals. See, mine's the finest water. Nate, it makes him smarter. Well, if it was actually smart water in there still, he's just
regular.
Yeah,
not Brita.
Now. Oh, it
not
is.
Not Brita.
I've been filtering it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been.
And you're going to have to probably use the restroom soon from drinking
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I will be having to poop shortly after this.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I had mint. Oh,
oh, there it
yesterday
is.
Yesterday, I had a latte and two slices of pizza at this little pizza shop on the corner. Yes.
That's a
and
not fun combination.
Let me tell you. Yeah, I was working, you know, remotely because I have a laptop I'm using for my video. And then I straight up, I was like, well, I guess it's time to go home.
I thought it was a great idea.
And look
like right about now. Yep.
That's when your stomach starts going. Well, and you know there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, it's like getting your first kiss on the cheek. I got to go.
Yep. I got to go home.
I think my mom's calling me. I gotta go home.
I gotta go home.
The streetlights are coming on. I gotta go.
I gotta go home. Wrestling's coming on soon. I gotta go watch The Rock.
Oh. Rock shout profanities at people.
Mr. Jordan French, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
What caught Mr. Jordan French's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan French, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, you know, it's been a little while since I've been around, so there's been a few things that I've missed. But before I get into some things, I just want to state for the Pokemon Center that there's a couple things going on. One, the Pokemon Day for the code PDAY2024 is still in effect if you want to get your Cerulean promo card. Cerulean's a place. Cerulege is a Pokemon.
It's a color.
It's sure it is. Yeah, I bet. I can't spell it.
Cerulean?
I'm dyslexic.
It's the most beautiful color.
I can't say.
Cerulege is the color.
It's Cerulean.
Amarouche?
I'm on my way to Cerulege City.
Yeah, I remember the song. So you can still get your promo card. Just toss that in the, that code where it says enjoy Pokemon. But there's also another little smaller promotion that kind of just came out of nowhere to... It's celebrating the time. It's almost officially spring. And if you get certain things that are in this qualifying list of items, you have to click the shop now feature on it, and it will show you which items you can get. You can get one, count them, one, Yamper Pokemon Dolls Plush with any purchase over $40. It'll be free. It'll enter your cart, but it has to be from whatever's on the eligible list, and that promotion is going to end April 8th, 2024.
Or while supplies last.
Or while supplies last, that's correct. But it's still promoted on the main site, so it probably is still lasting currently.
But Yamper's little butt.
You also can't buy this. So, like, if you go on the website and type in, like, Yamper doll plush, it doesn't pop up anywhere.
Mm.
So, it doesn't exist.
So, exclusive little promo plush-a-rooney. But that is cool. Now, as far as what was the last thing you guys talked about last week? Because I can't remember what was part of it.
Last time you were here, I already looked in advance just to make sure. Last time you were here, we ended at the Gengar statue.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gengar statue and I think Stackingtons.
The Stackingtons and then the World's Dex. Those all came out.
And
there was the collector's chest, the adventure chest, the new item, that adventure chest, which has some interesting promos in it. Just a bunch of cool stuff in there.
A lot of randomness, but I think as far as where you were here, or when you were here, the Gengar statue or Gengar Gasoline Haunter statue is the last item on the list. And then the past 2 weeks, Danny and I have talked about all the clothing items. So the new thing for this week that has not been discussed is going to be starting with the pins.
Mm-hmm. Anything after the Terrapagus plush.
The pins plushies and the pre-orders are going to be the new thing for this week. But when we guess what you've bought in Jordan, we're going to have to go back all the way.
Yeah, and you can limit it up to after the Gengar statue. You know, anything anything's come out past the Gengar statue.
So start at those pins.
So, okay. So we got some pins. Whoa. Yeah.
More pins.
More pins.
So many.
This is just a curious question. I don't hate the pins or anything. I actually like the pins. But do the pins sell, like, really that well? I feel like we're just getting huge drops of them all the time.
I think they do, but even more than that, exclusive limited numbered set pins sell out. Because if you remember, they started a new line of dragon stained glass pins, right? They're really cool. They started last month with Garchomp, and then it was it sold out, right? But it took a couple days to sell out. Dragapult.
It did.
Came out as the second month's pin, number 2 of 12, sold out the same day.
Jeez.
Completely sold out. Already gone.
Dragonite's popular. Or not Dragonite.
Dragonite is popular, but Dragapult is very popular, apparently. Completely sold out. It's number 2 of 12, so if you are collecting these, they seem to be going. So I'm curious to see what the next month's going to be. But yeah, that's already gone. But there's a bunch of other pins here. I'm just going to go in order, so it's going to jump around from different styles. But there's a three-pack here for $18.99 that has Clink, Clang, and Clink Clang.
Clink, Clink, Clink.
So it has all them together. Very, Man, you capping. Ooh, Clink, 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 Clink. I'm not capping. It's a three-pack.
You capping.
And it's $18.99. It's available. One by itself that's a pixel pin is Cleffa. Another that's $10, that's $9.99. Another $9.99 one is Pichu by himself as a pixel pin. Then there is the two-pack regular non-pixel pins here for $14.99. That comes with Tandem Mouse and Mouse Hold.
There's so many.
But it's the Mouse Hold with the one kid variety, I guess.
Yeah.
There's two different. There's a one that's the one with one, and there's a one with two.
Bro, where's the third? Where's the second kid?
Because there's not only that, but there's also like a card I saw in one of the sets that had just the two parents and one child, and it was the mouse hold. So I guess there are variants of it that I just wasn't aware of, that there is either a one or two child family.
What happened to the other?
Some of us
mouse?
Grow up as an only child. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh. Nate. Me.
I have one sibling.
So yeah, that's a cute little two pack there. If you know, we're big fans of the Tandem Mouses.
Would we consider that a two pack or a five pack?
Whoa!
Because there's five different souls
mouses.
Really there.
Because I can ask that little same mouses. Question for the standalone $9.99 pin of Phalanx. Is that a one pack or is it a six pack?
Oh my gosh! That's a good
things
question.
To think about. There is another three-pack for some pixel pins here, and it's Mareep, Flaffy, and Ampharos. They're really just jumping through Gen 2 right now. They're just releasing so many of them. Some more. They're doing some other random standalone, like, Gen 1 pins again. Like, I feel like we're just going through them all, but, like, being sold separately for $9.99. And it is, there's a Pidgeot, there's a Raticate. Again, I'm just going in order, so I'm not skipping all around here. But those are just next to each other here. And they're $10. There's another two-pack pixel pin that has Togepi and Togetic, $14.99. They're pixels. Another pixel one by itself, Igglybuff, $9.99. There's a two-pack, not pixel. It's the Wishiwashi. Now, is this a one-pack or a two-pack or like a 900-pack? Because it's regular Wishiwashi, and then it's Wishiwashi in the form of all the School of Fish together. And that,
oh my
and that's
gosh,
a lot of
so
Wishiwashi.
Many.
And how many littles does it take to equal a lot? That's a math question I came up with myself, and I still haven't solved because I don't know what a little is worth and what a lot is worth. But it looks like a lot.
Oh, jeez.
So $14.99, you get both of those. I know Nate's a big fan of the Wishiwashi.
You know me, I love a good Wishiwashi. It was the whole reason I liked Cosmic Eclipse, was that Wishiwashi GX. I was just like, man, if this set, I don't know how this set could go any harder. It's good,
just
perfect,
because
just
of
the
Wishiwashi.
Way it is.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of the wish, a little bit of the wash. Aside from that, a Rattata, $9.99 by itself, just a regular Rattata. Now, is this next Pokemon two Pokemon or five Pokemon? Because it's a two pack for $14.99 of Doduo and Dodrio.
Oh my gosh!
I gotta say five pack.
I'm feeling a five.
It's a two pack.
It's five heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's two Pokemon.
Okay, but Danny, how about this? Is this next one a one pack, a two pack, or a four pack?
A four pack.
It's a Diglett and Dugtrio. Two pack for $14.99, regular, not pixelated. Then we got Pidgeotto by itself for $9.99. We got the two pack pixelated versions of Natu and Zatu. So that's cool, $14.99. And our last pin for $9.99, of course, to finish off the bird evolution, is Pidgey by itself for $9.99. The last few things that were also recently added here is all the pre-order stuff for Twilight Masquerade, the next upcoming set beyond the next upcoming set that comes out this week. So you can get pre-orders in for the booster bundle, which has six packs in it for $26.94. You could get a booster box pre-ordered for $161.64, which is just 36 packs, individual packs for $4.49, or the Pokemon Center exclusive ETB for $59.99, which is like kind of interesting that they've not revealed what the promo card inside is.
It is because I feel like we would have seen it by now. Usually when the pre-orders go up, it's usually not up there like the first day, and then the second day it's up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it still hasn't been revealed of what it is. And they've even made note like on the promotional artwork on the homepage to like put the back of the Pokemon card.
Yeah. To make it a mystery. Yeah. 100%.
But it does feature Ogerpon on it. Which is cool. It's going to be an Ogerpon heavy set. I'm sure we'll talk about it later. It's all the different masks. It's really cool. I love the name of the set. I like the name of. I like the look of the box. Excited for all that, but it's all up for pre-order now. Who got stuff? Who didn't get stuff? Let's figure it out.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about with Twilight Masquerade and with Temporal Forces is that. It's going to be a little bit different now that I look in the corner for what the set name is when I'm sorting the cards, because for a while there, it was just a lot of PA and the set abbreviations: Paldea Evolved, Paradox Rift, Paldean Fates, and I'm like, man, could you guys have just like made this just a little bit easier when it came to the sorting? A lot of PAs there.
Yeah, a lot of PAs, but we ain't talking Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But yeah, I guess that would be the question. So for everything that Jordan just listed, that would be under the category of did Danny and I buy any? And then Jordan, we got to go back a little bit further for you.
Yeah.
So, we always guess on Danny first, I believe.
Yeah, why you always guess me first?
Yeah.
I also need to have a word with whoever decided on which pins to put together as a group and which ones to individually list as standalone pins, because why did they do that? They put the Dodo and the Dodrio together, but then they didn't put Rattata and Raticate or the Pidgey line together.
Maybe you just are a fan of Raticate and you didn't want Rattata.
It's not adding up, because then why wouldn't they put all of them individually?
Well, if you're a fan of Doduo, like, oh, you're probably a fan of Dodrio.
No, that's not even true.
Or is it?
Tomato.
They are, I will say, I looked at the measurements, and they are pretty much the same measurements for the single pin or for the double.
It's bizarre. And the price point is different also on the, because it's like, what, $15 for the two pins? Right?
Maybe it's based off of just like what they think will sell as just a single Pokemon versus what would sell as a two pack. Like,
bro, a Rattata pin?
You'd be surprised.
That's random.
I mean, early on they made a Funko Pop of Rattata.
They did.
I mean, the Raticate one on its own, that one goes hard.
It's so random. Anyway, I digress. I'm just saying it. It seemed I would like more consistency on them batching them together.
No. I don't disagree.
Yeah, it's just an interesting. My brain's trying to compute why they would do it differently is all. Anyway, do you think I bought anything?
Nope.
I'm gonna say you got, unless you're just finding out about it now, which I find that hard to believe at this point. But I feel like if anything, you pre-ordered two of the elite Pokemon Center trainer packs.
I forgot about the pre-orders. I would say
I'm gonna say you pre-order two.
I'm gonna change my mind. I'm gonna say you pre-order four.
I would assume you do four, but I feel like you've been switching it up to just two. But I don't know.
I switch it up sometimes.
Well, I'm gonna say four. I'm locked.
Okay. I didn't purchase anything.
Oh.
What did you pre-order? Pre-order's not purchasing.
I haven't pre-ordered anything yet either. However,
it's in your cart.
I will be pre-ordering. Oh, here's the thing. I'm torn between two or four of the Elite Trainer boxes.
Go with two
and
so
it's
I could
really
be right.
Gonna... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, are you wanting packs to open up? Or
yeah,
100%. Sealed?
I for sure every time open up at least one, and then I keep one sealed.
Well, then I would say just two, and if you're wanting to open up packs, just go with like booster bundles then at that point.
I don't know, or booster boxes or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. So right now I'm on the fence because I do like the cool Pokemon Center promo. It's kind of like something fun to open on stream too. That's different than like a booster box.
Yeah, but, I get it.
Yeah, so right now I have not bought it, but I'm torn between two or four.
Okay.
Not three. For
not
some
three.
Reason.
Okay.
have not purchased anything.
I think like four is a case, maybe.
Yeah, for the Pokemon Center ones, it's a case.
And your purchase limit is four, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they actually used to ship them out as sealed cases.
Yeah.
Now they crack the case and then they reseal the case.
Mm-hmm.
They put your packing slip in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have some of the older ones that I bought four of that I was like, ooh, I think I'm going to leave this sealed.
I haven't bought any of the Pokemon Center ETBs since Scarlet and Violet base.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like the promo?
No, I do. Just
get it separate.
I do. It's just I would rather spend more money on like booster bundles or packs instead of paying the $60 for the ETB. And so yeah. I kind of just risk, not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just my preferred way of like spending my money towards packs. And I just like hope for the best that I can end up trading somebody
mm-hmm.
for the promos.
Right.
Cause so many of them get bought that I feel like there's gotta be extra promos out there that I can trade for. And I love trading. So that's another big thing for me. And, I've managed to be able to trade for almost all of them so far.
Yeah, I traded you one of them.
Yeah, yeah, you helped me out. I still have not gotten the 151 one, though, the Snorlax.
Dang. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that one.
See, it's instances like that where it's like that makes it worth it if you got it on release because the card is worth more than the difference in the box cost, you know? Yeah. But only on, you never really know if that's going to happen or not.
I'm still holding out for it. I think I can manage to.
Yeah,
plus they might restock it too. So
yeah, that's true. Some card shows or something might have it too. I feel like that's like such a random one, mm-hmm. but you never know.
All right, so Danny, you did not get anything then.
I bought nothing.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm up next then. What
you?
What did I buy? Pins, pre-orders.
Dude,
more pins.
I'm gonna go with a strong nothing.
I think you got nothing. It's a big pin week, and as a collective, I don't think we're pin people.
I mean, I love a good pin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like to be this into pins to buy.
I mean, it's just gotta be a Pokemon Pidgey that pin. I like.
Yeah. Do you want the pins to be together with other pins, or do you want them to be independent?
I see what you did there. Man, I don't have the sound pulled up. Oh.
I'll take it.
Got him. I don't think you got anything.
I will say that Tandemouse and Mousehold is my favorite Pokemon. My favorite Pokemon. From Paldea region, yeah.
I'm going to still say you didn't get them, though.
Well, but it's the only child one. It's a special edition only child.
But here's my theory of that, right? If you would get everything for them, then you would have bought that, like, comfy one when it was just a tandem mouse, but you waited for the full mouse hold one and got that instead. So I'm going to say you did not get the pins.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to say you got nothing still.
Yeah, nothing.
Got nothing? All right.
Nothing. Not a mouse.
You guys would be correct. I got nothing. I pre-ordered nothing. I got nothing.
Was my reasoning for why you didn't get the pins correct? Like, because it's like you love it, but you're not going to get everything for that Pokemon unless you really love it.
Right. I mean, that is true, 100%. There's only one Pokemon I would do that for, and that's Psyduck. Yeah. So, pin-wise, it has to be, even if it's in my top five minus Psyduck, top five favorite Pokemon of all time, it still has to be something unique about the pin. So mm-hmm. not necessarily just of the Pokemon standing there.
Yeah.
But if they had, you know, like what we saw where you could spin it and change if it was like day or night, like mm-hmm. something unique like that. I love when they do stuff with
or the stained glass one, like the Dragapult. Would you do it for that?
That is a unique enough one that I would probably get it, but it's got to be a dragon Pokemon that I'm just really into, like super, super into.
Sure.
So, and we don't know what the rest of the 10 of them are, so we'll just kind of have to wait that one out.
Yeah.
Could be, I don't know. Name a dragon Pokemon.
Dragon.
I get
dragon
it.
Air.
A dragon in the air?
Yeah.
I'd get that one.
Haxorus. Haxorus not dragon. Is he a dragon?
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
I would pass on that one.
Mm. I think Haxorus is pretty cool.
Yeah,
wouldn't be a Charizard, I'll tell you that. He ain't on the list.
Yeah.
He ain't even make the cut.
No Charizard this time.
He ain't in the club.
Okay. In the Jordan Fringe committee, what do we think Jordan Fringe got?
Yeah, you have all the way from after the statue. I'll even give you this. Anything from after the adventure chest and on, because that's just random stuff.
All right.
Socks. I don't think you got any socks.
I'm gonna say you got the dragon pin.
Okay.
I'm gonna say you got the Tatsugiri order up plush.
Okay.
Part of me wants to think you got the Cubone socks.
Okay.
I feel like you might have just been in a good mood. You got the tattoo and you're like, hey, let's get some Cubone socks to go with it.
Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hat. Would you got? No. I don't think you would have got a hat.
I mean, I'm a beanie guy.
I know, that's the thing. If it was if it was like a beanie, I would have definitely said yes on it.
Mm.
I'm gonna go with those things.
Okay.
And have you been pre-ordering? Oh no. I'm gonna say you pre-ordered one ETV.
Okay.
I think you pre-ordered an ETB, maybe even two.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say two ETBs, just to be different, two.
Okay.
I think you got the dragon pin,
mm-hmm.
but then you would need something to meet the threshold. That's the only one I'm, like, confident on, is the dragon pin.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't think you got the plush. I'm going to say the Cubone socks and the dragon pin, but you only got the Cubone socks to meet the shipping minimum.
Okay. Is that it? That's it. Other guesses?
Yep.
That's all the guesses. Now, part of me is wanting to throw that Terapagos in there.
Oh, my gosh.
The Terastal form,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to say no on that one. But I kind of want to throw it in there, but I'm saying no.
There's so many things you could have possibly got that are, like, on the fence.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Jordan's reaching for something, so he bought something.
I mean, of course I bought stuff. Who do you think you're talking to? So I'm just going to go in order Well, I'll just go through these two together because these two were ordered together.
Order up
now, Nate,
together.
Your line of thinking of like, oh, I get the Cubone tattoo, I get Cubone socks. While I was getting the tattoo on one hand, I was on my phone on the other hand. And I happened to see that, yes, Cubone socks had to be picked up.
I knew it.
But I was also in a big Cubone mood, so you got to get the Cubone hat.
You got the hat.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got it. You got to get
it. I should have just stuck with it and stayed in line with the Cubone. But see, I would have said, like,
I might not wear the hat.
Did not get that tattoo, I think you would have passed on it.
I don't know. I love Cubone, so.
But you've passed on, like, other Cubone, like, clothing in the past.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't recall.
So I don't know. I feel like the tattoo had a nice influence for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Cubone. It's exciting. I also, speaking of Pokemon Go, my shiny Cubone I reached best buddy status with, so I'm just saying.
Hey, can you not show pictures of your cat?
Look at how she's sleeping
right now.
In the middle
of a business meeting.
Hey, this is official business meeting. My cat is right next to me sleeping. So cute. Curled up in a little ball.
Hey,
she's like a little crescent roll.
I got
a
secret to tell you.
Yeah?
Ah!
Ah! My eardrums.
That's baloney.
I'm going to be like scared my entire life if anybody says like, hey, I have to tell you something. Secret.
In the case of plushies.
Did you get the order up?
We got.
You guys are ridiculous.
We got
you guys,
the order. I mean, I saw this and I was like, "This is so cool! I have to have this."
You guys are ridiculous with this Tatsugiri.
It wasn't just the Tatsugiri.
Oh my gosh!
Did you get
you
the
got
key
the Terapagos? Oh,
I got
wait, wait.
The three keychains.
Oh, you!
I got all of them. You're
wrong on that one, then. So.
And I got this little Yamper.
Yeah, I got the Yamper for free.
I got my little Yamper. Honk, honk.
Which items apply for?
Your gosh darn business, Danny.
Dude, that is our business.
It's none of your business, Danny.
Play that one sound again.
Wait, which one?
In the case of pin and or pins.
Oh. Are you serious, dude?
Oh, this is good. This is a big week for Mr. Jordan.
This is a juicy week.
Oh man, he's really looking around. There must be multiple pins.
Yeah, what's in the box?
I got the Dragapult.
Yes.
Of course.
Very good, very good.
And to make that order over 20, I got the Tandem Mouse and Mouse Hold.
Oh, you're hilarious. Wrong.
But I was on to something with the minimum shipping. It was just for the wrong item.
You just got to look at the batches and how they drop.
So those dropped at a different... They look close enough.
They were two different times. Yeah. And then, in the case of how many boxes of the... Because I did pre-order some... But is it one? Is it two? Is it three?
Is it four?
Is it four? It can't be more than four. But the answer and winner is Real Breaking Nate. It's one.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
So, yes, I got the one. That's my Pokemon Center over the last 2 weeks here. So,
man.
Very good.
That was
you had a good haul.
Yeah, some good
you
stuff.
You really did have a good haul.
I mean,
really
they drop fun stuff when I'm traveling. I'm just like, okay, I got to pre-order this on my phone. And it's never fun to do it on the phone because I got to remember my password and sign in and then type in my information. But it's
and you
it's
never good. Know if you should go super fast or not, or if you should go slow. You don't want to get blocked.
Exactly. You know, you want to keep it at a good pace. But yeah, that's it for the Pokemon Center this week.
Is it? Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
That's it? No more? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that means it's not the end of the podcast.
Oh.
No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. And now remember, here's the thing. We're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! Everybody, we got some real important news to break this week. My cat's being really cute, and I also just woke her up when I yelled real breaking news. So it's big news this week.
That's your
fault. I just thought I'd let everybody know.
That's your
big news this week. Also, my computer died, if you didn't hear. Did you hear my computer?
We heard.
Yeah, it went. Goodbye.
Having issues with my computer?
Yeah. Good.
Honestly, might as well have done that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was her. That's what she did. Tragic. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my computer and how it won't turn on, but we have Pokemon news to discuss. What do we want to talk about first?
Let's go. Let's go right into the news.
Let's go.
I say we just go right into the news here with some Pokemon Go.
There's always Go news. There's seriously every week Go news.
Now here's we did discuss this last week, Jordan, but we wanted to bring it up again to get your take or your thoughts, I guess. But Pokemon Go Fest, one of them's in New York. Are you planning on attending Pokemon Go Fest in New York this year?
I'm thinking about it. I am thinking about it. I did purchase the global ticket in the game, just in general. I'm thinking about going to New York for Go Fest and. My partner is thinking of taking a quick flight over to Madrid to do that Go Fest so we can get different stuff and then
that'd be interesting.
And trade about it later.
Do trades.
So I'm thinking about doing it. I will say the New York one compared to the other ones around the world is a little less exciting based on like what the specials are there. But I mean it's close enough. I think it'd be fun. Is anyone else possibly gonna join me there?
We're thinking about it.
Definitely. I considering it more than past ones.
What is the the date for
I
the New York one again?
Persuaded. Oh. I think it's in July. Like
yes,
early July.
Because I said it was like right after 4th of July. It's July 5th or 7th.
Okay. Yeah, I can make that. Yeah.
I could be so easily persuaded to go. It's like not even funny.
Hey, come.
You want to go? Well, yeah. Okay, I'm going.
Easy.
Well, I haven't been to New York for more than 24 hours at one time, so this would be a good opportunity to go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is this a 2 day event or 3 day? What was it?
I think you only get 1 day out of the three, but it is 3 days long. I think.
So I mean, you could still remember correctly. You could still get the benefits of being in the area and playing the game throughout that whole course of the event going on.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I could see New York stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, we could go to New York. We could spend, you know, 2.5-3 days in New York, do the event one day, spend the other days, you know, sightseeing and going to like the Nintendo store,
going to brunch.
We can go to Fogo de Chao.
Going to brunch. Yes. Going to get meats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on the subway. Those meats I'm not anyway. Going to pass. I'm not going to do the subway.
You don't have to ride the subway.
The sandwiches?
No.
Both.
Yes.
You don't like the trains?
Nah, I'm good.
Really?
Nah, I'm good.
It's one of the most efficient subway systems in the United States.
Yeah, but it's all you might get stabbed. Not so many great things happened on the subways recently.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pass on this. I wrote it last time I was there. Well, not last time I was there, but the first time that I was there, I wrote it. So I got the one experience. I'm good.
That's crazy.
And we just Uber.
Never again.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Take a nice little Uber somewhere, right? That way I can see New York. I can see the things, right? I'm under the subway. I'm underground. I can't see the stuff.
Yeah, but you get there faster.
Well, I don't need to be anywhere fast.
Got nothing but time.
I don't need to be anywhere
fast.
Yeah,
when you're not there for 24 hours only, you got nothing but time.
Exactly. So, you know what? I am thinking about it. Last time I was at a Pokemon Go Fest in person was, Danny, when we went back in Chicago in 2019.
Yeah.
The last time I was at one, and I haven't really been too enticed to go to one since then, but this year seems somewhat, I don't know, just something about it makes me want to go, and especially if all three of us decide that, like, you're gonna go, yeah, then I think I would definitely
we can do so many things. We can even do little vlogs together where we go and find cards in New York City, go find shops for cards, have a day where we're doing only Pokemon Go stuff for the event, just hang out, sightsee. I think that would be a lot of
fun.
Live podcast picnic podcast at the park.
From the top of the Empire State
Building.
It's
going to be loud up there with all the other tourists.
With the wind.
Or the wind. But what about a little picnic in the park podcast at the event?
Yeah.
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 Did you see where the park that it's at, by the way?
No.
Which park?
It is a park that I didn't even know was there. And I mean, granted, I didn't live in New York for a long time, but it's a park that's in between Astoria, Queens, and Harlem. And it's on like this little like island patch that's in between those two areas. And I had no idea it was there the whole time I lived there.
Mm.
Yeah.
But well, now cool. You know.
Regardless. Yeah.
Okay,
we could do it in the park.
Maybe we'll go.
Little vlog in the park. Little
if you don't know,
in the park.
Now you know.
Yeah,
Mr. President.
Knowing is half the battle. That's the thing. Now these new.
You know that from Hamilton? You gave me a weird look, like you didn't think I was going to say that.
Wait, who?
Jordan.
Oh,
I was quoting a rap lyric, without finishing the lyric.
That's so funny. Yeah, me too. It's from Lin-Manuel Miranda's. Hit play Hamilton.
I knew what neither of you were talking about, so
that's crazy. Yeah, there's one where like Jefferson's doing a rap battle. I think it's Jeff. I don't know, one of those ones where he's like, "If you don't know, now you know, Mr. President." Anyway, I digress.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was doing Biggie.
Yeah, the one that it actually came from, not Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hit play Hamilton.
Why you gotta keep calling it the Hit Play Hamilton? Were you paid?
Is this some sort of ad that we don't know
about? Have you guys not seen Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hit?
You know why I haven't seen it? You know why I haven't gone out to watch it, whether it's the Disney Plus version or like go and actually see the play? Because it's people like you who won't shut up about it. You just talk, you talk, you quote it, and you sing it. You're like, Hamilton. I'm like, I don't shut up. Play it again, Nate. Shut up.
Leave me alone. I just want to tell you about Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hit Play Hamilton.
Well,
it's really good.
You know what? I feel that way with Frozen. I've never seen Frozen because I don't need to.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate.
Let it go.
Just let it. Yeah, just let it go, Nate.
Let it go.
I'm just letting it go.
Yeah.
I'm just letting it go. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. And let's Disney. Go. Disney has taken down the podcast. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah. Sorry.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
So GoFest is a go.
GoFest is possibly a go for all three of us here.
Ooh.
Now, there's new features in Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Oh?
Yeah, new features to where you can alter your hair your face and your toenails.
Finally.
So really, exciting. Really awesome. I've been waiting for the toenail one for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no, it's not the toenail. Hair and face, though, you can't do. Okay. Yeah, maybe toenails for the next one.
Yeah, coming soon.
Nice.
Okay.
Exciting.
The hair, like, genuinely, though, the hair update, I had heard a lot of people, like, wishing that they could change their hair because there's, like, literally no options.
Yeah, because it's if you're wanting to make your character look exactly like you, it's definitely very hard to do.
Yeah, my character still has a ponytail, like, long black hair and a ponytail.
I don't remember what mine has.
Mine's wearing a Cubone hat.
Oh.
Mine's wearing the Magikarp hat where it looks like it's eating your head.
Oh. Yeah. I want a hat.
Okay, well, again,
I had quite a few comments. So last week when I was discussing that, like, baseball caps were for people who don't have any hair, and then I retracted my statement. I said, that's not even true. They're for everybody. I did get multiple DMs from people who were like, how dare you? See, I wear hats.
Everybody wears
they're
hats.
They're for everybody. Mm. But I turn into, like, a little kid when I put on a hat.
So, yeah, you're taking your personal.
Yeah, I'm salty because I can't wear hats. So okay. I'm like, I wish I could wear a hat, but it looks silly.
Okay.
It looks silly in hats. Anyway, so my character doesn't have a hat. Oh, wait, my character does have a hat on.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, with a full ponytail.
What about...
Well, with the new update, anything's possible.
Well, yeah, will you be changing the hairstyle by the time this Pokemon Go event is happening? The World of Wonders?
Perhaps.
Taking over
is
event?
So is the aesthetic changes to the character design, can you do that now? Or is
not
that, like,
yet.
Something they're rolling out?
They're rolling it out. Like, some updates have, like, at least put the code, I think, in the game to, like, update it, but nothing is, like, fully rolled out everywhere yet. Same with, like, the dynamic new backgrounds. Like, only some areas and regions have access to them, but they're not fully rolled out
few
yet.
Trainers.
Right.
Yeah.
Few trainers. I am not one of them.
Ooh.
But soon, because you're gonna be competitive player. Mm-hmm. You're going for the world championship. That's what I heard.
Yeah, maybe by 2026.
Champion Fringe.
That's what I'm heard. Mm-hmm. So March 27th is the start of the World of Wonders Taken Over event, and that's going until March 31st. And it adds the Shadow Groudon and Shiny Sandile into the game.
Whoa.
Now, how do we feel about this, Mr. Jordan Fringe?
I'm excited about
Shiny Sandile?
I mean, Shiny...
Shadow Groudon, a big deal?
Shadow Groudon, that's... I mean, Groudon by itself, already a powerhouse. Shadow Groudon, probably even more of a powerhouse. That'll be a good one to defeat. I'm sure you're going to have to use a lot of, purified gems or whatever to it's going to probably get enraged quite a bit. But yeah, that'll be cool to get in the game. I have a couple Shadow Kyogres from defeating Giovanni, so that'll be cool to see getting
casually.
Just getting some Shadow Groudons as well. But that's exciting, and hey, more shinies, more the merrier. That's cool. Shiny Sandile. That'd be sick.
Shiny Sandile.
Just a little guy.
Just a little fella.
Just a little guy.
Just a little feller. And then Shadow Pidgey, Darumaka, Gatita, and Solosis is going to be added to the game as well.
Cool. You know, more shadow Pokemon, the merrier. I know there's one level to, like, at these high levels where it's, like, purify, like, 30 Pokemon or some high amount. So I have so many shadow Pokemon ready to purify just for when I get to that level. So the more, the merrier.
You're just holding on to them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for that.
Stockpiling.
I'm prepared.
And then another quick little mention here is that Pokemon Go is partnering up with McDonald's in India
for
a collaboration. They're going to have sponsored Pokestops and gyms when they visit McDonald's restaurants in West and South India. And then it says, in addition, you'll be able to enjoy special offers both in-game and at all McDonald's India West and South restaurants.
Nice.
Hello.
So I thought that was kind of interesting, kind of partner up. That I wonder if there'll be, like, exclusive cups or
I was
like that.
Gonna say they didn't put anything like that in there, but
you would think, right?
Yeah, there's cool. Gonna be a tangible item that you could take away with that promotional thing.
Pokemon Go is hitting this year strong. They've had nonstop events nearly every week, small ones, whether they're a day long or a few days long, like the weather event, I think, ends today. That was the cast form, like, weather event. It's only 4 days, 5 days long. overrunning a community day and a raid day, and then there's still another ticket in March for the Zarud coming back, and we have Shadow Groudon, we have regular Groudon, we have Origin Groudon, and we have Shadow Groudon, we have Shadow Mewtwo coming. There's so much happening in the game.
You know, I feel it's very weird, and I think it's just more of a coincidence than anything, but right as you're like going hard into Pokemon Go, I feel like our Pokemon Go talk in the news has like quadrupled every single week.
It's revved up.
And
yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily, I mean, obviously you're playing it really, really hard, so there's that discussion there, but I just feel like since you started playing it hard, they've just started doing a lot more events too.
Yeah, I revived the game. You're welcome.
Yeah. So everybody please message Jordan and give him a big thank you for reviving Pokemon Go.
Thank you. It's all me. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But there is a lot of Pokemon Go news. I feel like every single week I'm like, man, there's like six pieces of Pokemon Go news.
So much. We can't keep up.
It's a lot, but it's exciting. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty more coming up soon enough. So
yeah, Pokemon Sleep. Just a quick mention here that they are
Pokemon
still celebrating
Snooze.
The World Sleep Day. You can get a special gift of 5 Poke Biscuits, 1 Growth Incense, and 1 Focus Incense, and that is available until March 31st.
Whoa!
Get them biscuits.
So you should just be able to go into the. There's probably like a little. It's like a little red dot, I think, will pop up.
Yeah, underneath the, I think it's like a little gift icon or the envelope thing. I'm not sure.
And you literally just go there and hit claim, and there's no code or anything like that.
Then you just get it.
That's an envelope.
They've been giving us some good stuff. We got gems last time. Remember when we got like 1,000 gems?
I know. I told him to leave my island, but he kept showing up.
What?
Gem.
Oh, I said gems.
Yeah, gem.
He said... You got 1,000 of gyms?
A thousand guys
thousand
named Jim.
Just showed up
to my aisle.
Like, you asked for 1,000 gyms, we're all here.
Hi, how
What's
are you?
The deal? Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
You showed up.
Oh, well, I got gems that I could use to buy stuff at the shop. You got just a bunch of dudes named Jim?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with my game over here.
You got a glitch, like a weird bug in yours.
Yeah.
Sorry
I'll
to hear that.
I'll have to figure that out, see what's going on. Okay. Right. So go and claim that now. And then random mention, Bidoofery. There's some Bidoofery going on at Build-A-Bear.
Uh-oh.
Yes. How fun.
How random as
little
well.
Bidoofs.
You know what? I will say in the past few years, they've been doing Bidoof some justice.
It's been like 2 years since the last Bidoof Day. Where's Bidoof Day happening again?
I mean, there could be a Bidoof Day coming up, and Build-A-Bear is just doing it early. You know, they're putting it out there early.
International Bidoof Day.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it usually fall in April?
You can put a little shirt on
him. I feel like it was like
him.
In the middle of the year when it happened. I don't remember. When was Bidoof Day? Let me find out.
I do not remember. But you can put a little shirt on him, and he looks like a lumberjack. It's so cute.
Are you gonna get one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe.
July.
I don't
July
know what the future holds
was
for
Bidoof
me.
Day.
July 1st, okay. International Bidoof Day. That's right before Pokemon Go Fest, which we're all going to.
Yeah, we'll
for
celebrate
sure. Right
Bidoof Day.
I could be persuaded.
So,
yeah, look at this. Oh my gosh, I love its little his special. I don't know if it's like an online exclusive outfit or what.
Some of it is. Yeah, some of the outfits are online exclusive. You can go online and get it right now, or you can go into store and you can get it in store as well.
You can build that bear.
Build that bear. It's a beaver.
Oh.
Or something, right? It's a beaver.
Build a beaver.
Build a beaver.
Yeah.
They rebrand it that day to just change it. They build a Bidoof.
Build a beaver. Oh, that would be a really interesting like collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Build a Bidoof.
Okay.
Anyways,
we got the EUIC, the European International Championship merch.
Oh.
Whoa!
Images of that
have
dropped.
Real quick, can you play the ew sound effect and see if it sounds like EUIC?
Yes, I can do that. Just for you.
Yeah. She said ew, like EUIC. Yeah.
The IC. Merch has officially, images of it have dropped. You have to go to the actual Pokemon Center at EUIC to get it, but there is images of, we got a backpack, Cerulege. Hang on. I'm trying to pull up
Armourouge
all
that. And Cerulege.
Yeah, Armourouge and Cerulege.
Yeah, the color scheme. Cerulege. So it's the new guys. But I like the color scheme they went with like the dark, like it's like a navy blue and then like accent of like an orange, like a, almost like a reddish orange.
Yeah, it's got like a French accent to it. It's kind of neat. There's a backpack.
Uh-huh.
Now, they all have the same Pokemon on them, but it's got a backpack, you got a lanyard, deck box, sleeves, pin, playmat, and a big item this year.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
The dice set.
Woo!
Whoa. International's exclusive dice set?
International dice set.
Ick!
which we typically have seen this just for Worlds with the dice sets, right? But this year, we're getting it at Internationals.
Wow.
It's so exciting. This is like the quality of this dice set. I don't know if you're just hearing about it for the first time. They're like special metal dice with like a really cool coin, which I don't even think you can use. Wait, is it a V-Star? No, it's not a V-Star marker. I think it's actually a coin.
Yeah, it's a coin.
But yeah, it's like all metal and like really, really high quality in like this special display box. It looks really cool. Like, oh man, they're really, really neat.
Yeah, you just open up the display box. You got all the dice in there. You got the coin. But this is the first time we've seen a dice set at an international, so that's kind of a big deal. And typically, the merch for the EUIC and the NAIC is the exact same.
Yeah.
So most likely, this will be the exact same merch that we see for NAIC. And if you look at the images of it, none of it says EUIC on it or European International Championship.
That. So it just says Pokemon Championships International 2024.
So yeah, most likely this will be the exact same merch. And typically the backpack is the most sought after item.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would imagine backpack and dice set this time around is going to be the most sought after item. So kind of keep that in mind.
And also the playmat. I do see playmats go pretty fast too with these.
Yeah, so playmats are definitely very, very popular as well. NAIC will be in New Orleans this year in July.
New Orleans.
June.
End of June, I think, actually. Up next, let's talk about some Pokemon TCG stuff.
Ooh.
There is stuff to discuss.
Yeah, so, you know, early on, I decided to clickbait.
Yeah, you did.
Everybody about the bait. You know, possible
we all heard it.
Cups and challenges ending,
coming to an end
and they are they are coming to an end for the season. For the season they are coming to an end, because on June 7th is when NAIC takes place, and so that will be the end of the season right there. Well, not technically the end of the season, the end of the season before Worlds wraps up the entire 2024 season. 2025 season actually begins in July. So league challenges
this year in July.
Yeah,
so the 2025 halfway through 2024, the 2025 revs up.
Yeah
Wow.
Yeah, that's how good you start getting points early. And typically at Worlds you can earn points for the following season as well. But it will go on a break, so you'll have that like short little break between 2024-2025 season, and you know, stores can still hold tournaments, but they can kind of just do whatever they want at that point.
It's the Wild West.
It is kind of the wild West for sure. So no worries, they're not going away permanently. Just a little break right there until
sorry
the 2025 season starts.
2 hours to hear that they are, in fact, just ending for the season.
And then let's talk about next set coming out in Japan. Not Crimson Haze, which releases March 22nd, but we're taking a jump to Mask of Change.
Oh, my goodness.
Which releases on April 26th.
Whoa.
This just doesn't stop. You know, this is we discussed this like last year and probably the year before, how they were getting way too ahead of themselves when they like announced the new set. And now this is like they haven't dropped the set and they're releasing the one after the set. you know?
Yeah.
After the set.
After that set, they got another.
A lot of sets.
There's so many.
A lot of sets. Sometimes with so many sets getting released, you can feel a set back. Just by all the cards, you know.
There's so many.
But this this set, Mask of Change, is going to heavily feature Ogerpon, Terra Ogerpon EX.
Very cool.
Inside of the set. So you got many different Ogerpons inside of the set. Some of the images have been revealed. If you want to take a look at them, go over to PokeBeach.com. You know we love them. Fantastic website. They have a podcast as well. You can check them out. But we see, you know, the grass, the fire, the water, the fighting EXs of all the Terra Ogerpons. And then we see just a regular non-EX.
Dude, there's so many.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
There's a lot going on here.
How cool.
A lot going on. So.
Yeah. And what is this item card called? I don't even know if it's an item card with the masks on it. Do you know what card that is?
It is a trainer.
Yeah. There's a trainer card that has like all four of them.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
I thought I read the translation somewhere, but I can't find the translation. I could have.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's like something. Yeah, I don't. It's something that you can use in tandem with all four of them, or if it's like something
it is,
that
it's
like
supposed
you have
to
one
be.
Of them in your deck. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if we'll ever know. But anyway, so they revealed that with the four different designs. I actually was not anticipating at all. Like, I would have thought one Ogerpon EX, like one style
no,
of it.
No, you
not
get a
four
bunch.
Four different types?
Four, yeah.
With the different, yeah. I don't know. That's pretty cool.
I was trying to see if I can. Okay, here we go. The translation is, choose a Pokemon EX in your discard pile that has Ogerpon in its name and switch it with one of your Pokemon EX in play that has Ogerpon in its name. Any attached cards, damage counters, special conditions, turns in play, and any other effects remain on the new Pokemon. So it basically is a way to kind of like help you keep switching types, what types of moves you're doing, maybe possibly abilities as well. And some of the Ogerpons are good, so it's not like they're not.
That's pretty cool. It's like they're coming back from the dead almost, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're like switching back and forth into rotation after being discarded. That's interesting. Okay.
And then
cool.
There's a few other cards that got revealed. We got Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Inside of that. I never pronounce
Sinistra.
It. Sinistra.
Yeah.
Sinistra.
Sinistra.
I feel like it's a hard one to say. Sinistra.
It is. It's weird.
We got Monkey Dory.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Pheasantipity.
Of course.
Yep.
Okie doggy.
Okie doggy.
We got Carmen. Kieran?
Yeah.
And Bug Catching Set have all been revealed for the Mask of Change.
So this one is heavy on that DLC.
Yeah, and then we should have.
On the second
after that
part
set,
of the DLC.
We should have a Pokemon. Well, not for every Pokemon. We still have Terapagos.
Oh yeah,
to go as well. So not every Pokemon.
I feel
will
like
have a card.
That next set after will probably feature like how this is Ogerpon. The next one will have him on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
yeah.
Crimson Haze and Mask of Change in Japan should, just going based off of patterns, make up our Twilight Masquerade that is releasing for the rest of the world, specifically where we're located in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Twilight Masquerade releases on May 24th with pre-releases taking place 2 weeks beforehand, which would be on the 11th, May 11th.
Whoa.
So that's...
It'll be here before
it feels very soon for another set. I don't know why, but it feels
It's been kind of nonstop, it feels like. Yeah, it does feel soon.
Right, yeah, because...
it's only March, a couple months. Yeah.
The 22nd is when Temporal Forces releases, and it's literally not even two months until another
then.
Set
yeah.
after, at that point. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Kind of interesting to think about. But that is Mask of Change. And then Crimson Haze, which is the next set released in Japan this Friday on March 22nd, released in the same day as Temporal Forces here in the U.S. where we're located. But there is a few cards that has been revealed from Crimson Haze. Pretty much all the mainline set is revealed. We're still kind of like waiting for secret rares, illustration rares, all that type of stuff to be revealed. But some of them have been revealed. And more specifically, there is a huge one inside of the set that I think is really, really awesome. And that goes to the Greninja EX special illustration rare. And it goes hard.
It is pretty dang gorgeous.
It is. And this is definitely like, for people that love Charizard, this is like Charizard level chase, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Charizard. I'm not like super hyped.
No,
on
but remember, Greninja was the number one voted fan favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, fan favorite.
Yeah.
So it'll still be heavily sought after no matter what. I hope this one's easier to get for you, Nate, than the shiny Greninja.
Yeah,
come back
it's
in
still
the day.
A sore subject.
We don't bring it
well,
up.
Well, I'm going to bring it up.
we don't bring it up.
But this, oh man, this card is just so gorgeous.
And it's a fighting, it's a fighting Greninja, by the way. So
yeah,
it is so good. It looks like Greninja is jumping in a water puddle that just has a bunch of paint in it.
Oh yeah.
And then it just splatters up all around it.
Yep. No,
that's what
it
looks like. That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Looks
it looks so good. It went 100%. It's probably, I mean, we don't know the rest of the cards revealed, but it probably will be the number one chase in the set.
Is this like alluding to something in the game, or is it like the paint splatter component kind of random? You know?
Not quite sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's like so much going on. It looks intense. And it's got the gem on its head, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so yeah. Jim showed up there too?
Jim showed up and is on the Greninja card.
Man. Okay, this is rough.
Jim will not leave us alone.
I don't care what's
going
on.
Well, specifically you.
Also, another big one, Eevee getting an illustration rare, and it's a bunch of Eevees in a living room.
So cute.
Like sitting on the chair, sitting on the ground, sitting on the coffee table. Literally one, two,
I'm calling it now.
Four, five, six, seven, eight.
That's the ETB promo card.
You think so?
Oh. Yeah, it has that look to it where I'm like, that's the promo card that's going to be in an ETB.
You're right. You are so right on that, actually.
I just feel it. Whether it's for that set, actually, it'll be a promo card, or if it's in, like, the holiday set is the promo card. That is, like, perfect for a promo card that everyone's going to want.
You are 100%.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lot of Pokemon on a car right next to Applin, with a bunch of regular apples and a bunch of regular apples, I'm a big Apple or Applin guy.
Big Apple guy.
Yeah. That card is just cool. I just love the vibes of that one as well.
There's so many awesome arts in this set.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
One that we got to discuss here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So last week I had asked Danny, I was like, hey, how do you feel about this this trainer right here? Because this trainer is holding a camera and is taking pictures.
Yes.
And they apparently love to take pictures. And I was like, so that must mean this is...
Apparently, you know I like to take pictures.
But I asked Danny, I was like, oh, so this must be like a really cool card for you. Like, really must want this one because they're taking pictures. You like taking pictures. And you were like, It doesn't.
It did,
I'm
it
not really
connect.
Like that into it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then.
It didn't connect.
But then come to find out, we're looking at a multiple artwork card here.
Dude.
To where the full art trainer of Perrin. Perrin? Did we figure out how to pronounce that properly? Perrin? Perrin?
I say Perrin.
Perrin. Is taking Perrin. A picture looking down. And
yeah.
The corresponding.
No, that's the special illustration.
It is.
Camera,
it is.
Yeah, but look.
Yeah,
look
so
at the
didn't...
camera. You can see the reflection.
Yeah, I know.
Of the other card that... here, that is the reverse of this image. The actual photo itself.
What is it, Danny?
It's a Hisuian Growlithe. It's so cute.
And you can even see the feet of the trainer,
dude,
in the Hisuian Growlithe artwork.
If it's I'm not amazing. Mistaken, so that's the first crossover, like continuation card that's not Pokemon to Pokemon, that's Pokemon to trainer card.
It might be.
Actually, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's cool that like the Growlithe one, they flow together if you flip the Growlithe card actually upside down.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're flowing into each other regular format. You'd flip the Growlithe
upside
down.
Sure, but it's
down
basically like it's like the plus or minus effect where it's like,
dude,
a reverse shot that's connected to it. It's just cool that it's 100%. A Pokemon
it's...
to a trainer That's really cool.
It's so cool. And it's funny because, like, when we were discussing this last week, the full art card was revealed. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it. I was like, oh, maybe it would be cool if, like, the character is, like, taking a photo of something, like, in an interesting way. I was like, maybe I'll really like that version if they have another one, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. And then, like, a day later, they drop that one. And I'm like, dude, no way. It's Growlithe that the character is taking a picture
and then
of.
Someone on Twitter,
oh,
like,
it's so
oh, we saw
cute.
That image.
You
yeah.
saw that?
Dude,
so,
that was so
someone
funny.
On Twitter put your head on the trainer card and then, like, put the cards beside each other.
Oh, they photoshopped me onto Perrin. That made my day. I was cracking up. I even put that on Instagram. I, like, screenshotted it and put it
and
on
then,
my story.
Yeah, and then tagged all of us in it.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, no, shout out to Namaste LV. Namaste LV. I don't know how you pronounce it, but shout out to you for the Photoshop.
Yeah, that
Thanks
made me
for
smile for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that was so good. It's literally me and my
but
son.
But that's the face you would make if you were taking a photo of Growlithe, which is perfect. It's
yeah.
the perfect cutout.
I just find it so funny how you're just like, I don't know, I'm not really on board just because they're holding the camera. And then
yeah,
because
they weren't doing it. It was just like a person holding a camera.
Yeah, and then it's like a complete 360 to where it's like, oh, I gotta like this one now.
Dude, it's so good. Yeah, with the Growlithe card is also incredible on its own, but the fact that it's like a connected art.
Yeah.
Ah. And like when I saw the special illustration rare of Perrin, aside from like noticing the obvious like person with a camera, the first thing I noticed was that there was Growlithe in the camera lens, like before anything else.
It's brilliant. It's a good card. I love that they're doing at least like one per set of cards connecting now.
Yeah.
It seems
then
to be,
they know that people really like that.
Seems to be a trend. But moving on to another card from Crimson Haze, we got Lana's assistants getting a special illustration rare as well, which is actually looking really, really nice. I don't know why, but
it's
the scenery
cute.
Is great on it. We got the Wooper, the Corpish. We got the Surskits on it. And Lana just kind of hanging out Riverside. Looks like having a very strong conversation with this Corpish.
Yeah. We're just bonding. Yeah, I think like the kind of like 2D style, like the cartoony style of this one is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, yeah, comfy and safe.
I think it would have been a great great opportunity for a Psyduck in that one. But
oh, brother.
Who's to say there isn't? Maybe if like she stood up and moved, maybe it's like right behind her. You just can't see
yeah,
it.
Oh, she's sitting on the Psyduck?
Yeah.
No, it's just standing behind her, and perspective-wise, you can't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in your mind,
so,
a Psyduck
so
is on that card, if you think
okay,
about
Psyduck's
it.
Okay,
Schrodinger's Psyduck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be right there this whole time.
Yeah.
We all don't
right.
know.
I'll take that.
Yeah. There you go.
What if one day they did like, obviously you couldn't have the back of the Pokemon card, but on one side was like one shot of the Pokemon card, and then you flipped it over, and there was a different perspective of like the other side.
That
because
would
in
be so sick.
In tournaments, you have to play with sleeves, so
yeah.
the backing doesn't really matter at that point, and then you could just choose like which side you actually wanted to use.
Hey, it could just
that
be
would,
a future.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool!
It could just be a future, not even mechanic, not even like just gimmick collecting card. You know,
yeah,
that's out there. You know, and they should make them like very like one-offs. Like each set has like one card that's chosen to look like that.
And the funny part is like you would instantly know if you pulled it in a pack.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you see it.
There ain't no secret about this secret.
Let me do the card trick really fast.
Yeah, and why is that one different?
Luckily, there is no card trick anymore.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, some people are, you know, are like, you got to take the energy and put it to the front. Or...
Yeah, I put the energy to the
front. When I open the pack, I just instantly take the code card out. And if I don't take the energy out the back, I just still go through it regularly and just knowing the energy is the last card.
Yeah, I just go through it regularly. I don't mess with putting one card from the back to the front.
Yeah, now if it was two, three, or even four, that's different. Hey, then you would.
Hey, then that's a counting game, okay?
Yeah.
I'm all about the counting games. So
one, two,
three.
Five.
But there's
oh,
no
wait.
Wrong way. There's no wrong way to open a pack. Well, you can do the card trick however you want. It's perfectly fine. Two more cards from Crimson Haze, and that is
ha,
it.
Ha, ha.
We got Heliolisk getting an illustration rare.
National
kind of
Geographic
running.
Looking. It looks like it's a shot of nature, like of just someone taking a photo of something actually happening.
Dude, a Jurassic Park kind of
stuff. Hyper-realistic looking. Very cool.
One of the Helilisk is running across the water, like the top of the water, and looks like it's just leaving the other one behind. He's like, hey, you forgot about me.
They were playing Duck Duck Helilisk, and he hit him and he ran.
Oh. It looks like it's coming to attack us, actually.
That could also probably be true, because it's like, why are you taking a photo of me, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, man, I didn't sign the photo release.
I didn't sign the form.
You do not have my consent to be filming me.
This one like puts into perspective, though, how small this Pokemon is. Because I actually didn't know Heliolisk was that little. Look at how cute. Because you can see like the foreground of the plants and stuff, and it makes you realize that it's a little guy.
You don't know if this is a giant world or not.
Why would they do that?
That's not in your business. It's none of my business.
Wasn't there a Dragonite that came from like a giant land in the anime? No.
Yeah, we just never talk about it again. He just shows up as a shadow, and like that's like a kaiju level Dragonite, and then it disappears forever, and that's it.
Yeah, this could come
and don't
from
try
land
to be
land,
like, oh, it's one of the robot ones from Giovanni's big old theme park he was making or whatever that Team Rocket was funding or what. It's not. It was sentient. It was not a robot. That's
beep,
all I'm saying.
Bop.
Beep,
and,
boop,
and honestly,
beep,
if you want to be really theory about it, maybe it was a Dynamaxed Dragonite, and it was teasing Gen 8 all the way back in Gen 1.
See? Yeah. I would believe that first.
And maybe...
Yeah.
And maybe...
3!
4!
And then last but not least...
Yeah?
Poltergeist getting an illustration rare, which...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Very interesting illustration right here with a Poltergeist giving just a little bit of that drop of
the matcha.
The little kid is holding out his hand, and Poltergeist is just one little drop right there into the hand.
What do you think's gonna happen to the little kid who's getting a drop of matcha?
I don't know.
What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know. But here's the thing: Poltergeist, I believe, can also heal. As well,
after it steals people's souls, or at what point does it heal?
I don't know, but I believe it can heal as well. If you
itself,
if you look,
maybe
at, if you look at the hand, right? The hand looks like it's either could be possibly hurt, or it's like dirty. Like you see how it's like
dirty.
There could be some.
Oh yeah, because I mean, it uses the paste to fix things. So if he has like a cut on his, and he just healing up like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
So he's either, yeah, no. So he's either gonna steal the kid's soul, or he's healing up the kid, and we're not 100% sure. It both, actually. Yeah. Fair point.
Yeah.
This card, at first, I actually thought this was a trainer card when I saw the actual art of it initially.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Yeah.
And then, after you know, quick actual look at it, discovered that it was a Pokemon.
Mm. I think he's just giving a little bit of Mountain Dew.
Oh.
That's not Mountain Dew.
He's like, hey. Everybody loves a good Mountain Dew. Here's a little.
He brings out the matcha scooper to put a little Mountain Dew in the kid's hand.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Here's some Mountain Dew for you.
Mountain Dew.
It's go time.
Woo! Yeah, that would heal his hand. 100%.
Let's go. You know, when you drink that Mountain Dew, you run into the halls. Anyways, Crimson Haze officially releases on March 22nd in Japan. So. Can look out for that if you're in Japan. If you're taking a trip to Japan for some odd reason, take a look out for
randomly.
It.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Randomly taking a trip to Japan.
Mm-hmm. You could get some Crimson Haze if you wanted to, or not. Mm-hmm. Just wait till it comes to.
Or do.
What's it called? A Twilight Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
In May.
So. It's gonna be May.
I knew
it was coming.
Jordan, that was so smart of you.
Thank you.
To come up with that.
Thank you.
That was so smart of you.
Appreciate it.
But that is it for the podcast today. That's it.
Yeah.
No more podcast for today.
All right.
That's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
But Nate, we've only been here for 2 hours.
Well, you know what? Luckily, 2 out of the 3 of us will be back next week.
Oh.
Yeah, I will be traveling via train or plane. I actually.
What about automobile?
Automobile.
Sure. Yeah, I will be taking automobiles from point
with Steve
to point
Martin,
as well.
Or is just you're by?
No, it's just solo. Oh, this is my own rendition. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen that movie?
No.
No.
I have. I know Danny wouldn't have, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's tough.
John Candy.
No idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea who John Candy is. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, over the weekend, I mixed up now. This tough. Over the weekend, I mixed up Legally Blonde and Gossip Girl, and I don't think I'll be able to recover.
You need help.
I mean,
I still don't really. I need help.
Just go look up John Candy and just go.
I'm not going to look up John Candy.
Why?
Should I?
Yeah, you absolutely should. 100%. Okay. 100%. All right. But that is it for the podcast today. If you're listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skitty-bop-bop-bop.
Hey. All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on.
By the way, I do know who John Candy is. I just looked him up, and he was the guy in Home Alone who had the van with the instruments, and they were going to play a concert in, I think it was Milwaukee, and then they let the mom hitch a ride. So I do know who that guy is, but not from the automobiles. Anyway. Him.
4.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so. And the Jay-Z song was
alright. So I put my hands up to play my song. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.